Simon & Schuster Audio presents Brothers and Wives, Inside the Private Lives of William, Kate, Harry, and Meghan, by Christopher Anderson, read by Nicholas Bolton.
As brothers, you have good days, you have bad days. Prince Harry. 1. But I love him dearly. They didn't even tell the Queen. What the f*** does he think he's doing? Sandringham House, Norfolk, 3 o'clock, Christmas Day, 2019. William's heart sank. He was well practiced at not registering true emotion on his face, and with his father, the Prince of Wales, and his grandmother, the Queen, sitting only a few feet away, it was best for all concerned to simply remain expressionless. Gathered in the cavernous long library at Sandringham House, palatial centrepiece of the monarch's 20,000-acre country estate, 96 miles north of London, senior members of the family were joining their countrymen in an annual ritual, viewing Her Majesty's most gracious speech, the Queen's televised Christmas message to her subjects. In her 6-minute address, the sovereign pointed to the birth of her great-grandson Archie Mountbatten-Windsor as the one genuinely bright spot in a quite bumpy year that included Brexit, Britain's tortured exit from the European Union, as well as an underage sex trafficking scandal that led to second son Prince Andrew's fall from grace, 98-year-old Prince Philip's brief hospitalization before the holidays, and her new granddaughter-in-law, Meghan Markle's difficult and tabloid-filling adjustment to her new role as a member of the world's most scrutinized family. None of this came as news to Prince William, who had a ringside seat to these and other troubling events buffeting the Windsor clan. Yet he was taken aback by the optics of his grandmother's speech, always one of the most watched and overinterpreted events on the royal calendar. The Queen had taped her address days before in Windsor Castle's opulently appointed damask-walled green drawing room, where Archie had been christened the previous July. Wearing a cobalt-blue dress and the 30-carat sapphire and diamond brooch that her great-great-grandfather Prince Albert gave to his bride-to-be, Queen Victoria, on the eve of their wedding in February 1840, Her Majesty sat at a desk alongside several large framed photographs positioned to be clearly seen by viewers. To the Queen's immediate right was a black-and-white photograph of her father, King George VI, as well as small snapshots of Charles and Camilla and Philip.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?